that this is happening.
Last September, Henry Paulson painted an optimistic picture of the nation's finances.
U.S. economic fundamentals are healthy. Unemployment is low, wages are rising, and core inflation is contained. Although the recent reappraisal of risk, coupled with the weakness in the housing sector, may well result in a penalty, the fundamentals point to continued U.S. economic growth.
His confidence remained intact in February.
The U.S. economy is fundamentally strong, diverse, and resilient.
Now, a complete reversal, with dire warnings of an economic tsunami. Paulson's message is one of fear and faith. But are you willing to bet on him? That's the $700 billion question. And before you answer, you should know more about the man at the middle of this financial firestorm. Born in 1946, Paulson was a standout student and football star at Dartmouth. After receiving his MBA from Harvard in 1970, Paulson served as staff assistant to President Nixon. In 1974, the Republican took a job at Goldman Sachs, climbing the ranks of the investment banking giant until he was chairman and CEO.
When a company wants to go public on the stock market, they'll go to a Goldman Sachs. When a company wants new financing for a project, they'll go to Goldman Sachs. The brightest and the best on Wall Street go into and come out of Goldman Sachs. And Henry Paulson was the brightest and the best at Goldman Sachs.
In 2006, he left his estimated $40 million a year income on Wall Street to serve as the 74th Secretary of Treasury.
The Treasury Secretary deals with policy about the government, whereas the Fed deals with monetary policy. They deal with interest rates and money supply. The Treasury Secretary deals with the larger matters of the economy, the regulation of the financial economy, the types of policies that keep America going on its financial track.
That's all changed now. And not since Alexander Hamilton has the position been so vital, so influential. Now Paulson is asking all of us to take a tremendous leap of faith, basically trusting him and his successors with nearly $1 trillion in taxpayer money.
That's not typically the role of the Treasury Secretary, but he was brought into this administration to solve a problem, and he's getting right down in there and trying to solve it. History will judge whether or not he's done this well, but he's fully, fully engaged in this financial crisis.
He's essentially asking for a blank check, but the goal, again, is to get those illiquid assets or those assets that are really hard to value right now off the books of those banks and brokerages so that they can have sort of a clean slate, if you will.
It's a sweeping proposition and one he is ready to gamble on. The question is, will you? Anderson Cooper, CNN.